Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Keandra.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing good. How's your son's foot?
He's better. Living around the house, but glad to be home.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm glad that he's doing better. Did you have a chance to review your QAs from last week?
No. I had so much going on. I really didn't. No, sir.
I understand. Well, unfortunately, we did have another caller come in where it was just dead air through the phone, the whole phone call. I don't know. Maybe it was something where you went to break and didn't put yourself in break and you got another call come in, which I think is something that we said was a possibility last time. But we did have another one of those come in as a zero for you.
So we have to. Sweet, you say?
That was done. The phone call was on the 7th. And then I received that that QA on the 10th. So unfortunately, it is something that I do have to put through the system as a written warning. Along with that, there was a and I'm putting it both together. There was a an account for 2C Marketing where you attempted to issue a refund on an account that already had a chargeback. Thankfully, the refund failed, so it didn't process through. But, you know, that's something that we trained on, you know, since day one, that if an account has a chargeback on it, that absolutely for no reason will we issue a refund on that account.
Are you able to pull it up back? Because I don't recall doing anything like that. I know better
yes.
than it.
Let me one moment, and I'll send it to you.
Is it in Stigio or was it in Connecticut?
It was in Connecticut.
And I did I don't know.
It was on the same day, actually, the 7th. Let me one moment here. Let me get it pulled up. Okay, I'm going to send you this account. Of course, you got to pull up Connective and then log in to Giga Marketing, then put the link back in there after you log in to get to the account. Does that make sense?
Okay, so what'd you say you gotta do?
So once you log into a Connective, then make sure that it says Giga Marketing as the company, then you can put the link back in at the top and it'll pull you right to that account.
Okay, hold on. You're trying to make me log in. I don't remember all this stuff. Never mind. That's okay.
Yeah. Just try to be careful of that. If you see an account that has chargeback on it in the notes at all, just don't even refund it unless, you know, just, you know, ask a team lead first. If it's something where there's a chargeback preventative and they call back with a bank on the line, there may be an exception. But generally, if the account's flagged as chargeback, just don't even try to issue a refund on it. They pretty much hit, they're outside of their window to have us give them a refund, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir, I do understand that, but I just don't recall doing that, because I never did that before. If I said a chargeback on an account, I would not refund it back.
It sounds like it may have been that the 7th may have been the day that you may have been particularly distracted or something may have been going on just because, you know, we have both of those.
I still want a refund in the account. I barely want to do refunds on the phone with my customers, so I still want a refund in the account. And I refunded the account. I can't get in and see it because it's asking for all of my information back over it. And it already be on my computer, so I don't have to type it in. But I really want to see that account because I'm not quite familiar with it.
Well, here, let me send you a screenshot of it here. And then I'm going to send you where I would have highlighted in a box where you attempted to do the refund. And then I'm going to point down to where it says chargeback received and posted. So here. See, in that box is you trying to process a refund, but then on that, you know, a month earlier, they have already said they had a chargeback received and posted.
I didn't refund. I just said she verified a hold on. Preston's refund. What the world? I wanna never do that.
Let me see one thing.
Okay, so I say they called in to verify the charge. That was on the 7th. I probably just cancel out the order. God, no.
Okay, so we do. I do got you on that one. So, I'm just going to take that whole...
I'm sorry, she fell out the bed. Can you just hold on for me one moment?
No problem.
Okay, yes.
So, what I did just discover there is that when you do, you know how we can slip by doing a partial refund for 00?
Yes, sir.
That will leave that same notation. So, I'm going to have a talk with the admin who handles these accounts here and let them know that they made a mistake in locating that. So, you're on the clear for that one. Unfortunately, I can't extend that one to the call that was silent due to dead air, because unfortunately that came through as a QA, so that's already in the system. So I can't throw out the write-up, but I can remove that section from it, and then I'll go talk to them so they know better as to identify things such as that. So I'm sorry about that, Ms. Davis.
Yeah, I'm about to tell, because I would never refund an account if it's have chargeback received. I don't know, I'd probably just cancel it out, but I would never refund it. That's why
what happened. So that was a good catch, and I even went to go cancel a separate account just to make sure that it left the same notes, and you're right. So I apologize about that. I'll make sure that we don't run into that mistake again.
Yes, sir. Okay.
But that's it. Just, you know, try to make sure you don't have any dead air calls, because that's something that's becoming a trend. So just be careful, because, you know, if it shows up, my hands are tied. I have to put it in the system for you, right?
Yes, sir.
So the only way that I cannot do that is for those calls just not to happen.
Yes, sir. I do understand.
Thank you.
I don't know. Okay. I just say okay on that one. Because I really thought that wasn't doing it anymore, so I don't know. I really don't know, but okay.
It was on the 7th, and, it, you know, mistakes happen. I know we had talked at one point before that was on the 24th, you know.
Been doing good since then, so I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I'm just not going to pull them up about that. Okay.
Yeah, you know, the best way to do it is just try to take the best step forward and put in measures. Just double check it every time you leave, really. That's the only thing I could say to try to stay on top of that.
Yes,
just
sir.
Whenever you walk away from the computer, turn around one last time just to look.
Yes, sir.
That's it. I mean, other than that, I actually disputed another one for you because they tried to say you didn't offer saves, but the customer made a bank threat, so I had your back on that one too. It's just the one that fell through the cracks here, I do have to document it. But that's it. Do you have any questions or concerns for me?
Yes, sir. Honestly, I'm wondering, can I get my hours of? Could my hours get changed, like, to a morning shift permanently? Because I be having to deal with school, then deal with this, then it's just a lot on me right now, and I'm really just to the point that I just want to, one, I'm going to have to go.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, and what we are doing is our assistant manager in the retention, Bianca Calhoun, has been working with people to try to get it an effective schedule change.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out to her and just say, and I'm going to talk to her too, so she'll know that to expect you. And I'll just I'll put forth that you're asking about a schedule change, like a permanent schedule change, and she'll get with the scheduling and work that out with you. And try to make that happen.
Yes, sir. Cause like now I'm Monday and Wednesday. I'm from 8 to 5. I actually like this shit because my kids don't wake up to around about 12 or 1, versus me going on 12 to 9 and they up the whole time I'm at work. So this 8 to 5,
yeah,
they don't wake up to about 1, and I really don't have to worry about, you know, them in the background or whatever. And it better with my school because I still have a lot going on with school. Then had to be with my kids, and yeah, I'd rather take a morning shift.
I understand completely, and hey, you know, just keep at it because it's all going to pay off one day for you. Just I know,
yes,
it seems,
sir,
like you're juggling a lot. Once you get through with school and you're able to get in your profession, you're going to be glad you did all this.
Yes, sir, but it's a lot. Ooh.
Well, I understand. I understand completely.
Yes,
so, yeah,
sir.
Let me, we're going to wrap it up here. I'll go talk to Bianca, let her know to expect you to reach out to her, and we'll get the ball rolling on that. And I appreciate your time and your acceptance.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Yes,
take care.
Sir.